Each year, Lynn Stamp News publishes a U.S. Stamps yearbook with all the details and stats about that year's stamps, and lots of inside information about why some subjects got stamps and others didn't, and why the stamps that were issued look the way they do. The goal, says George Amick, the author, is to give collectors
the fullest possible story of each year's stamp emissions. Try to give them, you know, the inside story on the stamp, go behind the press releases.
For instance, in the 2003 edition just released, Amick tells us that actress Audrey Hepburn's son insisted on changes to her portrait because he said it was too perfect. The artists had to add a little bump to her nose. Or that a stamp designer dug up the 1903 weather report for Kitty Hawk for the first flight stamps.
It revealed that the sky that day was clear, cloudless.
What surprised Amick the most, though, was the number of stamps issued last year.
That was exactly one half the total of collectible varieties that were issued the year before.
And that was something the Postal Service had promised it would do.
And they actually did.
You can find the book at many stamp dealers or online at amisadvantage.com. I'm Lloyd DeVries.